A mystic is one who has dropped all dreams, who has thrown away this mirror of the mind, and he looks directly into life without any medium interfering. Then he sees the eternal progression. Then in a single moment he sees all eternity, and in a single atom he can see the whole reflected. Just think, you contain your mother, your father's father, your mother's mother, and so on and so forth. You contain Adam and Eve. If there was a time when things begin, I don't think there was a time when things begin. Adam and Eve is again a fiction, a religious fiction. Things never begin. Things have always been. You contain the whole past. All the dreams of your father and your mother are contained in yourselves, and all the dreams of their fathers and their mothers, and so on and so forth. All the dreams of the whole humanity that has preceded you, and not only of the humanity, but all the animals that have preceded humanity. And not only all the animals, but all the trees that have preceded all the animals. And not only the trees, but all the rocks and all the mountains and rivers that have preceded trees. You contain all of that in you. You are vast. And so is the case with the future. You contain the whole future too. The children that will be born and the poems that will be written. Not only Shakespeare's of the past, but the Shakespeare's of the future too. The dreams that have been seen and the dreams that will be seen. All the poets and all the painters are in you to be born, ready. All the scientists, all the mystics, the whole future, eternal future. So you contain the whole past, you contain the whole future. On this small, tiny moment, the whole converges upon. And so is the case with space as it is with time. You contain the whole space in you. All the trees and all the stars. A great Indian mystic, Swami Ramatirtha, when he attained to enlightenment, he started saying things which look mad. People started thinking that he has gone berserk, because he started saying that I see stars moving within me, not outside, but inside. When I see the morning sun rising, I see it rising in me, not outside. Now this looks a kind of madness. It is not. He was saying something tremendously significant. He was saying that I am part of the whole and the whole is part of me. So everything is within that is without, and everything is without that is within. All that has happened is in me, and all that is going to happen is in me, and all that is happening is in me.